Time again now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. Good morning. Nice to be with you again.
I think you're in Camden at the moment, and I think we're going to be actually moving into the new Grimaldi building fairly shortly.
Yes, that's right. I'm in London today and tomorrow for a few meetings, including the board meeting, quarterly board meeting, which I'm delighted to say is going to be held tomorrow for the first time in our new London office, the Grimaldi building. So as I think listeners will know, we sold our old headquarters in Judd Street, which was too big really now, particularly in the sort of post-COVID working rhythms. And we completed on the sale of that in January, and we've been working on the new building over the last few months, from really start of autumn last year, to get it up to scratch for us to move in, you know, with the whole focus on accessibility, you know, lighting and the sort of paint colours and contrast that we use, tactile surfaces, you know, the sort of accessibility of entrances and exits and ease of moving around, ramps and all these sorts of things. So, yeah, we're really pleased with the new building. It'll be a big step forward for us. It's smaller than the last one, but, you know, we don't need as much space, so that's good. And, you know, we believe it's going to give us some real impetus, actually, as an organisation. We're a very welcoming building, you know, not just for our staff and our volunteers and our partners, but also for other charity friends of ours. You know, we want to have good relationships with our neighbours around there, which is on the Pentonville Road, just up from King's Cross Station. So, yeah, no, I'm delighted we're going to be moving in. I'm in Camden today because we have a meeting here. We're just using this office space today. And actually, you know, we're packing up Camden to move the studios into the Grimaldi building because we want to have that sort of critical mass of services in one place. So we'll have our low vision centre, you know, our Products for Life store, which we had in Judd Street. We, you know, we're opening those again in the new building, and we'll add our studios there, which will give, you know, even more momentum, I think, to the building, with people coming in for, you know, reasons of reading audiobooks, doing some Connect Radio work, Toby, as well. So, you know, I'm really, really pleased. It's been some time coming. You know, it's taken us a good 18 months, this project, but I'm delighted. You know, we're now at the point whereby, you know, we've got possession, the contractors are finished, and the building will be open for everybody from the 20th of March. So really looking forward to moving in.
And I can't wait to actually get into our new RNIB Connect Radio satellite studio in the building too fairly shortly, which will be really fantastic to have everyone together. You touched a bit about accessibility when you were talking about the Grimaldi building, Matt, and I think we're now going to talk about sort of the accessibility information standards and some news about that at the moment.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the Welsh team, our team down in Cardiff, RNIB Cymru, have done a great job working with the Welsh government, health boards, local authorities, and have basically, you know, have been inputting to the All Wales Standards for Accessible Communication and Information for People with Sensory Loss. And we're delighted that the Minister for Health and Social Services in Wales has now included the provision of accessible information in its work programme. And that goes to, you know, all credit goes to our team in Cardiff, who've done a great job of, you know, sort of campaigning and working with, you know, local politicians and other bodies down in Wales to get this sort of front and centre and get it absorbed within, you know, their plans going forward. So it's a great achievement, great piece of work, and it'll be great now going forwards that this accessible information, you know, the focus on it, the importance of it is clearly very paramount in all the work and the information provision that will be done now in Wales. And I think, you know, it's all grist to the mill, really, in terms of the campaign that we're planning to do as the RNIB in England, although clearly the relevance of this is across all of the devolved nations. But, you know, because the health service is devolved, you know, you have to work in England, in Wales, in Northern Ireland, Scotland, so slightly separately. But, you know, this is a common target for us. And we've got a campaign that we're going to launch a bit later in the spring, early summer, called hashtag Make It Accessible, you know, to push for the adoption of the accessible information standard on healthcare for all visually impaired patients. And we know from, you know, what our chair has been experiencing recently and other, you know, visually impaired customers of ours, quite how challenging it is, quite how patchy and fragmented provision of accessible information is, and quite how, and this is a crucial point, I think, quite how critical it is to have information accessibly, because you are being presented with very difficult information. You're having to make decisions on treatment. You have to be, you know, in a position to understand benefits and indeed risks of different treatment options. And if the information isn't presented to you in an accessible standard, or accessible format, then, you know, your ability to navigate your way through as well as you can is obviously diminished. So, you know, it's great that we've made this big step forward in Wales. Big, you know, well done to the Welsh team. Looking forward to getting this really important campaign going a bit later in the spring.
And I suspect we'll be featuring the campaign more here on RNIB Connect Radio too. And finally, Matt, you wanted to talk about the Seeing Differently programme, which I think is sort of internal as well as maybe external.
Yeah, but it's a big thing we've been doing internally to really, you know, sort of coach and train our staff on the sort of what it means to be visually impaired. I mean, clearly we have about 19% of our employees are VI. That leaves 80% who aren't. And in joining Neuro and IB, you need to have an understanding of, you know, what we're all about and what some of the challenges are, you know, what our mission and purpose is. And so we've launched this program about 6 months ago, which is an updated, you know, modern sort of program calling Seeing Differently. And we've put about 500 of our staff through the training now over the last 6 months, which I think is a really good sort of hit rate, actually. And as I say, it goes into a variety of areas about life for visually impaired people and really trying to upskill and improve the knowledge and the confidence of our staff around, you know, visual impairment. And as I say, make them much more able to improve their knowledge and improve their insight and make them more effective at work. And it's great. We've put now half the team through, and I would hope in the next sort of 6 to 9 months, we'll really sort of get the other half of the organisation through this incredibly important programme.
If you have any questions at all about living with sight loss, there's a lot of information on the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can use your Amazon smart device and ask dear old lady A to call the RNIB too. Well, as always, thank you, Matt, very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Toby, and great to be able to talk about, you know, some really good things, I think, both internally and externally, the real sign of the organisation sort of moving on in 2023. So, you know, good to talk to you.